Dr. Phil here, you're going to be able to pick up a book called We've Got Issues, and you know we do. This is a book that says it's going to teach you how to stand strong for America's soul and sanity. And in this book, I set forth 10 principles for saving this society from going off the deep end. 10 principles for protecting your family. 10 principles for giving you what you need to flourish and have the life that you want for yourself and for your children and for your grandchildren. We've taken some wrong turns. We've been letting the loudest voices dictate some of the thinking that has taken us way off course. Well, I'm speaking up and bringing us back to the center of the road. I hope you'll pick this book up, and I hope you'll read it with a real open mind, because I'm pushing back against a lot of what you've been hearing. Somebody had to do it. Might as well be me. We've got issues.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil. Dad's a war-torn vet, but his out-of-control daughter...
Bitch, did I quit smoking? No.
...brings him to tears.
She's 15, drinking, getting in a serious car crash.
And now she's corrupting our 13-year-old.
It was not easy getting her here.
She came to the show, but will she listen to Dr. Phil?
You smoked weed with your little sister, and how old was she?
She is 13.
She just got high for the first time on good-ass weed.
You don't have a driver's license, but you take your parents' car.
Madison has stolen my car at least 30 times.
Wasn't it a week ago that you were in an 80-mile-an-hour car chase?
I don't want to be here.
Let's do it.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
This is a safe place to talk about hard things.
Stand by. We'll count you down.
I'm trying to be an emotional compass and point you in the right direction.
5, 4.
I am not giving up on you. Tom says that he has served 7 tours of duty in the Middle East, commanding troops with the rank of lieutenant colonel, but says that he has faced his scariest and most dangerous enemy in America, in his hometown, in fact, in his own home. And the person is his own 15-year-old daughter. Take a look.
Bitch, did I quit smoking? No.
We just smoked a blunt.
Oh my God, you're f***ing dumbass.
So how could a teenage girl weighing barely 100, 120 pounds compel this man to live like a prisoner in his own home, barricading his wife and youngest daughter behind locked doors at night while he stands vigil? Well, Tom and Karen say the police have been called 100 times. And Madison has been charged 4 times with domestic abuse. Now, in addition, they claim Madison has stolen their car 30 times. And just last week, Tom says Madison was in an 80-mile-an-hour car chase while high on drugs with a friend carrying a gun, which ended up with the car being T-boned and totaled. If one troubled teen wasn't enough, Karen says Madison is now corrupting their 13-year-old daughter, Liz. Tom and Karen admit they have lost complete control of their daughters.
Madison drinks, smokes weed, does Xanax, just recently LSD, and now she's corrupting our 13-year-old.
I'm going to Snapchat you. That's embarrassing.
Together, they terrorize the family.
I never want to talk to you again!
I live in constant fear for myself, my wife, and for my youngest daughter.
I'm afraid of Madison because she's physically as well as verbally abusive. She has kicked holes in the walls.
Madison has been suspended from her school several times. Madison has called her principal a piece of
Tom calls the police on Madison when she refuses to go to school. Madison has stolen my car at least 30 times.
We coming.
Madison's most recent issue was an accident in a car chase. Madison and her boyfriend took off running. They were later picked up by the police. One time, Madison and my 13-year-old daughter had my 9-year-old in between them. They were pulling her arms in different directions. I told them to drop her arms. Madison became combative, swinging at me, kicking at me. Then my 13-year-old starts punching me in the back of the head. We called the police, and both girls were charged with domestic battery.
I can't believe it's actually my daughter and my husband that are physically fighting.
This has got to be the most humbling, flipping thing I've ever been through in my life. I used to be a leader. I used to be in control of this situation. I shouldn't even go in there. This one's been going on too long. I've had it. Like, I feel like I'm a piece of
A lot of the out-of-control behavior started after they saw the movie The Purge.
For 24 hours, it's legal to kill anyone that you want.
My husband and I were at the top of her purge list. Madison truly hates Tom. It's like a family divided.
Madison could one day kill me. I hate to say it, but, sorry. She probably will.
Before we go any further, I just have to say thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
And there you go. You've been over there not once, not twice, not three, not four, not five, 7 tours of duty, sir. Over there, so we can remain safe, and God bless you for doing that, and I thank you. You're a lieutenant colonel, retired now. I mean, you've faced bullets, you've faced terrorists, you've been at war. This has you in a complete confounding, and you're in the same position, right? You don't know what to do here.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm caught in the middle of all of it. Uh-huh.
And do you consider this to be a desperate circumstance?
I do. I believe that we're at our wit's end.
She's stolen your car 30 times. You realize, do y'all know the statistics surviving an 80-mile-an-hour car crash?
Yes, sir. It's not.
You know she should be dead, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Sir.
So when I say how desperate are we here, I'm just wanting to know if you recognize this girl's out of control, right?
Absolutely. Completely agree, sir.
Highly combative. Mm-hmm. No boundaries.
No boundaries.
No, right. She can't pump the brake, literally or figuratively.
Right. Absolutely.
And the mortality rate in an 80-mile-an-hour car crash is exceedingly high. She should be dead right now. So I could be here talking to you about how to explain to her little sister how her big sister made mistakes and took her own life and is dead today. We could be having that conversation. But by the grace of God, we're not. And I just want to be sure we understand mm-hmm. what we're dealing with here. To me, we've gotten a second chance here, right. And it's time that we alter the narrative. And I could spend a lot of time talking about parenting and what you've done or not done, but I don't want to talk about fire prevention while we're standing in a burning house. The thing to do is get this fire under control, then we'll talk about parenting. But right now, we're standing in a burning house.
Absolutely. The call that came in that night for the accident, I thought was the call that my daughter's
right
in the morgue.
Well, because I want to take a look at Madison's behavior right now, and I kind of made a list here of the behaviors just that she admits to. She says she just cusses out her mother. Mm-hmm. She's bullying other kids on social media. She physically assaults you, correct?
Yes, sir.
This isn't an occasional. She's physically assaulted a classmate. She steals the car and goes for joyrides. Now, we're talking like 30 times here.
Excessively. I don't know how many times.
Okay.
Honestly.
Unauthorized house party. So you guys are gone, right?
Right. This is in the beginning of we uh-huh. had some behaviors. But
and what
not...
was the consequence of this house party? What did this wind up costing you?
This was
$20,000.
Yeah.
You say?
$20,000?
Yeah,
20,000.
We had things stolen.
Yes, sir. Then damage to the house. We're running $20,000
right,
bucks
right.
here.
Yes, sir.
She's how old?
She just turned 15.
Yeah, so she's 15, smoking dope, dropping acid, taking Xanax, drinking. Her mouth, we don't even need to talk about. She's kicking hole in the walls and she's skipping school. Now, this is just what she admits. Now, according to you guys, it goes further because she's been suspended from school 4 times, charged with domestic battery 4 times, charged with grand theft auto, taken the car 30 times, $10,000 of damage to stolen cars.
My car.
Yeah, this was stolen by a friend of hers.
Right.
And she was in it.
She had taken the vehicle, picked up friends along the way, stopped. They got out of the vehicle, and the girl that she was with went back to my vehicle with my 13-year-old daughter to get her phone and proceeded to jump in the car and take off. Maddie was not in the vehicle.
Now, she's been Baker acted 3 times, mm-hmm. right? That's where you put her on a psychiatric hold for 72 hours because the law determines that she's a threat to herself or others.
One of which was after that house party.
Right. Then this is the $15,000 to $20,000 items and damage. This is the T-bone of the car. Now, there was a friend in that car that had a gun.
They had robbed somebody for Xanax. They had robbed them, got in the vehicle, and then sped off, and the people they robbed were chasing them.
So they had armed robbery.
Right. But we're not sure who had the weapon. Maddie stayed in the vehicle. There were two boys and 2 girls in the car at the time of the incident.
But she was with them.
Right.
And fleeing after an armed robbery. In whose car?
Yeah, it wasn't her car. It was the girl, a friend of hers.
Her older friend.
Okay. She's cussed out the school principal. She damaged the door. Mm-hmm. She's used racist language. Is there anything that she has a boundary on? No.
I don't feel like she does.
Completely against all the values that
and morals
we
that
thought
we
were teaching her.
At night, I put our house in complete lockdown.
I don't know if they're picking the lock. I would take this, wrap it around a couple times.
I don't know if Madison is going to attack us with the knife or not, but I don't want to find out.
And later,
you've kicked me so many times.
When I'm on the floor, because I can't fight back.
But you've kicked me in the chest, you kicked me in the neck, you've hit me in the head.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street, Essential Television.
I live in constant fear for myself, my wife, and for my youngest daughter. It's like we're under siege in our own home.
This is what I have to do to ensure our safety.
At night, I put our house in complete lockdown.
There's a latch right here. Push this one, latch it, lock it.
I put my 9-year-old in there with my wife in our bedroom. I lock it on both sides.
I don't know if they're picking the lock. I would take this, wrap it around a couple times.
And then I go up to my 9-year-old's room, and behind the door, I'll put a bunch of toys. So if someone wants to potentially come in and get me, they'll knock down all the toys and it'll wake me up and I can go, go, go. I don't know if Madison is gonna attack us with the knife or not, but I don't wanna find out.
The teen is committing the crime. The parent is serving the time. They are actually imprisoned in their own home. When Tom retired from the Army after 27 years of service, he says he entered a new war zone, in his own home. Now, Tom and his wife, Karen, say they have lost control of their 15-year-old, car-stealing, drug-taking, and abusive daughter, Madison. Now, when we talk to her, completely different story. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, I'm just a fun-loving teen. They just blow everything out of proportion. We talked to the school. You got a letter from the school regarding her attendance. They say she had 7 excused absences, 18 unexcused absences for a total of 25, 10 tardies. They say your child's absences this school year have been excessive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how's she doing academically? She's not going to school.
She's failing.
I don't think she's passing a course.
So with all of these crimes going on, you've not done much on the prosecutorial side.
No, sir. It's been me on this one. We've discussed it, but that's correct. I've dropped them over and over again.
Okay, and you dropped the charges. Why?
She's my daughter, and I don't want to negatively impact her future. As much as I want this to be a difference maker for her to go through the judicial system, in the end, I don't want to crucify her. I want her to have an opportunity at going to college, getting her graduate degree, not only the undergrad, but getting the graduate degree, having a nice family, and moving on, having a bright future. And I feel like this would be a showstopper. But I recognize where we're at with all this activity. She might
not. So you've not held her accountable. In fact, you've dropped the charges, gone and picked her up, gotten her out. How's that working for you?
It's not.
So, I'm one of those people that believes first loss, best loss. If you'd drawn a hard line in the sand and she had dealt with hard consequences the first time and realized when I choose the behavior, I choose the consequences, and they are dire, do you think that she might have thought twice about jumping in a car, participating in an armed robbery, getting in a serious car crash? This wasn't an accident, this was a crash. There's a difference between an accident and a crash.
Right.
I would hope so. We've been F-bombed so many times about how she doesn't care.
When we do discipline, there's no line in the sand. We discipline, whether it's the taking away of the phone or telling her she can't go out, and she's jumped off the second story of her house to get out. We'll tell her, no, you can't do this, no, you can't go there. She will literally, or she'll wait till we go to sleep and then leave for days, not just, a couple hours, overnight. She's been picked up at a park at 2 a.m. with my 13-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. Police knocking on my door at 2 a.m., bringing them home.
Well, my philosophy is you avoid confrontation with your children at all cost. Anything you can do to avoid confrontation, you do, because you want to work with them. You want to guide them. You want to redirect them. You want to work with them. You avoid confrontation if you can. But if you have a confrontation, you don't ever lose. If she wants to up it, then you see that and you up it. She wants to up that, you see that and you up it. That's why when I got involved, we raised the price of poker, did we not?
You did.
Because we said, she's not going to want to come deal with these consequences, so I said, I'm going to bring in some transporters, because you're going to have to stop saying, we want you to do this, we want you to get this help, we want you to do this, and start being a parent and say, you are going to do this. It is my job as a parent to get you where you need to be when you need to be there. And you do what you have to do to make that happen. Now, if she doesn't respond to that, that's on her, but you have to do what you have to do to get done what you need to get done. Your job is to prepare her for the next level of life. Mm-hmm. And right now, that's not happening. And you say you don't want to crash her life. Look what's happened so far. Do you think a college admission committee, a job review check on her, is not going to bring up this school record, is not going to bring up juvie, is not going to bring up all of these?
I do.
Come on.
Right.
Either way, I don't
know. Who are we kidding? The idea is, are we going to keep her alive? She should be dead as we speak.
Right.
Or she's going to kill you in a fit of rage. So exactly what drives Madison to steal her parents' car, physically assault her dad, and act out in such an explosive way? Well, I'm going to ask her. She is here. It was not easy getting her here. That was practically a whole other show, I can tell you. We'll be right back.
No, if I want to get out of my bed, let me get out of my bed. Get off me. Get away!
And later, you have told them you're going to do what you want to do when you want to do it, and there's not a damn thing they can do about it, and they're calling that bluff.
I don't want
to
be here.
She's supposed to go smoke two blunts with us and another person after that that's going to smoke four. What the f***?
Bitch, did I quit smoking? No.
We coming.
Second biggest thing.
You have to understand, I obviously have no authority over this child whatsoever. All I can do is make suggestions to the parents. They're the ones that have legal authority and responsibility for this young woman. So we made a recommendation. They adopted that recommendation and arranged for transporters to accompany Madison here to L.A. This was done to ensure the safety of everyone involved. Here's what happened to Madison and her sister Liz when the transporters arrived in the middle of the night to get Madison out of bed.
It's 3 a.m. We're going to be going to do our intervention with Madison in a few moments. Hopefully she doesn't give us too many problems.
So here, take your doctor's phone, honey. I love
morning,
you.
Madison. Madison.
My mom and I already agreed that that's not happening.
Your mom just came in here and told you she changed the plan.
Go out of my room. Stop trying to touch me.
No, if I want to get out of my bed, let me get out of my bed. I don't care. Get off me. Get off me. No, I don't care.
Madison, if I have to step out for a minute, can you just talk to me?
Y'all are not on my side. Why would I want her to leave?
I gotta go. Come on.
Get off! Don't you know?
Stop! Stop!
Yeah!
Stop!
Get away!
Stop.
You're a I never want to talk to you again! Never! Leave!
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Okay. Now, do the two of you feel guilty about that?
Wish it never led to this. Wish we didn't have to have this come to this kind of result. Wish we could have had a better path. Feel deeply responsible and accountable.
Do you feel guilty about being in the situation you're in, or do you feel guilty about a transporter taking her out of the house that night?
Both. I can't believe it's developed into this.
Was it the right thing to do?
Absolutely.
Was it the right thing to do?
I agree, yeah, it was.
It was your decision. Do you regret making the decision?
Not for a second. I forced myself to get over it for all the right reasons.
No, I don't care.
You understand this is a family dynamic. Parenting has contributed to this. Her choices now are contributing to this. This is a family dynamic. But however we got here, the number one thing is you have to save her from herself. If you are responsible, let's say you are 100% guilty of making bad parental decisions that have put her in this position, it's still your responsibility to get her off the edge of that cliff, and she is damn sure on the edge of a cliff.
Right, and we don't know how to do that. That's where we're at right
now.
Well,
one thing was to do what you did to get her where she is now, because if you leave her there, what's she going to do? Get in another car? This time she's going 100. This time she gets killed. At some point, you have to look back and say, I did everything I could to get her out of the life. The day before Madison left for Los Angeles with a transporter, she agreed to sit down with producers to explain that her parents, not her, but her parents, are really the problem. Take a look.
I'm just a fun-loving teen, and my parents don't get me.
We just smoked a blunt.
They exaggerate a lot of stuff and blow it way out of proportion. I don't remember calling my principal a piece of shit. I do not have a kill list. I don't hit my dad. He's 220 pounds. If I even swing on him, I'm in a chokehold. First time my dad ever hit me was in fifth grade. I disrespected my mom, and he spit in my face and beat me until I had two black eyes. He apologized and was crying, but it hasn't stopped. I am not corrupting my sister.
She's got high for the first time on good-ass weed.
I have, like, shown her some things that I am not so proud of.
There you go. Oh, my God.
I have smoked weed before. I dropped acid, and I got into a car accident. I get very angry and frustrated with my parents. My dad is a control freak. My mom is very passive-aggressive. If I could have a different set of parents, I would. I definitely would. Kind of hard to be calm when you're fighting for your life.
Madison, you seem upset. Tell me what you're thinking and feeling right now.
It's the other way around. It's the exact opposite of everything that I've heard you say so far.
Straighten it out for us.
With everything that happened with my sister, I've only tried to be there to support her and love her. And I've told her, like, I've made bad decisions and I know that I've messed up, but at the end of the day, like, I want to be successful. I want to do good things with myself. It's not like I'm a teenager and I know I've made bad decisions, but that's not who I am.
Okay, when were you involved in the armed robbery and the car crash? Wasn't it a week ago that you were in an 80-mile-an-hour car chase that ended up in a T-bone car crash?
We were going 20 miles an hour, and we were just turning left into a Publix, and we hit a car.
Well, the car hit you.
The car hit us.
Police said that in between the mall and Publix.
Okay, you're 15.
Yes, sir.
Do you do drugs?
I've smoked weed. I'm not a drug addict. That's not who I am.
Well, here's a video of Madison admitting to smoking cigarettes and marijuana that she uploaded to social media.
Bitch, did I quit smoking? No.
We just smoked a blunt. We're about to go smoke with someone. And this guy, he has two blunts waiting on us. And after that, we're matching someone four blunts.
You were saying, like, he had two blunts, then four blunts, and stop smoking? Like, no.
It was just partying.
I'm sorry?
It was partying over summer, hotel parties, and getting into trouble.
What gives you the right to take someone else's car, no remorse whatsoever? In fact, you're proud of it. You're posting it on social media.
We coming.
You don't have a driver's license, do you?
No, sir.
But you take your parents' car and go driving around?
Twice over summer.
Okay, I don't think that's true, which means I don't think you're telling the truth, but let's just say that's true. What gives you the right to take someone else's car and go driving around on the streets without a driver's license? First, it's not your car, and second, you don't have a license. What gives you that right?
It doesn't.
Well, apparently it does. Take me through it. What goes through your head at that moment that says, I have the right to take someone else's car and go drive around on the street?
Nothing.
Nothing goes through your head?
Like, I don't know what I was thinking. It was wrong.
Well, here's a video of Madison driving her mother's car and taking her keys that she uploaded to social media.
We coming.
Where are these even from?
Your social media.
What social media?
Was that you?
Yes, but where did you get these from?
What difference does it make where it came from? That's you.
Yes, sir. I just want to know where.
What difference does it make? You have no remorse whatsoever. In fact, you're proud of it. You're posting it on social media. Look at me. Look at me. Woo hoo hoo. We're coming, got the keys, here I am. You're pretty proud of that. I'm sorry?
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain away video evidence, isn't it?
It's just like, it happened so long ago, like I obviously, like I've learned my lesson from it and I would never do it again.
The car crash was last week?
I wasn't driving.
I didn't say you were.
I was in the back seat.
Yeah, and you were doing what?
What do you mean?
Where were you leaving?
The mall, parking lot.
Were you being chased?
We were just being followed.
Why?
I don't want this on TV. I don't want to talk about that on TV.
Yeah. You were being chased because someone had an issue with you, right?
It wasn't directly with me, but yes.
Yeah. You were involved in something you shouldn't have been involved in, true?
Yes, sir.
So that was last week. That's not so far long ago that you can't remember it.
Yes, sir.
So explain that to me. And if you want to waffle around about that, I'll explain exactly what happened. I'll explain exactly what you'd been doing, exactly who you were trying to get away from. Or we can just talk about it abstractly and you can answer the questions honestly. I'll go either way.
It's escalating, Maddie.
No, it's not.
You could have died last week.
It's not only you, but when you impact someone
else. What about you, Dad? What about everything you put us through? Why is this all about me?
Give him just a minute. We're responsible for a lot of things here, so just hang on. But
why do you think all this stuff happened?
The elderly couple that hit you, the gentleman in the passenger seat was blind.
Yes, I know that he was blind, and I know that it was 75. Our fault.
Right. You're impacting others, and that's where it's not only you, but for it to reach out and touch others, it's got to stop.
You have told them you're going to do what you want to do when you want to do it, and there's not a damn thing they can do about it, and they're calling that bluff. They've given you every opportunity to say, look, let's calm down here. Let's get this under control. Has your dad made mistakes? Absolutely, he's made mistakes. Has your mother made mistakes? Absolutely, she's made mistakes. Are they going to have to straighten that out? Not a question in the world. They're going to have to straighten that out.
Yes, sir.
I'm not even half started on them. But in the meantime, you're putting your life in danger.
Yes, sir.
And you are a role model for your sister.
Yes,
and
sir.
If you're telling, you're saying, well, I've pointed out to her things that I shouldn't have done, and I'm just kind of trying to counsel her along a better direction. You and I both know that's not right. Have you smoked weed with your little sister?
Over summer.
And how old was she?
Just 12.
She just got high for the first time on good-ass weed.
Smoked one blunt already, this bitch is gone. Oh my god. I'm gonna Snapchat you, that's embarrassing.
Have you smoked weed with your little sister?
Over summer.
And how old was she?
She was 13.
Just 12.
Well, here's a video of some of your little sister's antics, drinking and smoking marijuana, that was posted on social media so she could brag about it.
She's just got high for the first time on good ass weed.
Smoked one blunt already, this bitch is gone.
She's supposed to go smoke with another person who's gonna smoke two blunts with us, and another person after that that's gonna smoke four. What the f***?
Oh, there you go. Oh my god.
I'm gonna Snapchat you. That's f***ing embarrassing. How are you not embarrassed? Oh my god, you're f***ing dumbass.
You're counseling her?
I said, like, since then, since that all happened over summer, every video that you've shown has been over summer.
So that was a busy summer, but over the last 6 months, everything's been okay?
Things, it's just like, since then, it's all been between, like, my sister, me, and my dad.
So you're basically not going to be told what to do, right? Your parents aren't going to tell you what to do.
They do tell me what to do.
But you don't do it. I mean, you do what you want to do, right?
No.
Why are they having to lock themselves in their room at night?
You don't even have a lock on your door.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Our doors don't have locks
there. Mine does.
Okay. Now, you know, you see me do it. Not only our double doors, but then around through the master...
The lock up the keys, I have to lock up my purse.
The laundry room.
You stole them. And you know I sleep in Emma's room. You've taken pictures of it, used Uber?
It's not a new revelation. I know you know.
And you are an influence over her. She's watching what you're doing. Whenever it's disrespect or, you know, not complying or doing what you want to do.
He's the victim now.
I'm just saying that what you're saying is not correct. When you're saying that you're counseling
what I've heard you say is not correct.
Why do you do the things you do? Why do you do drugs? Why do you take the car? Why do you try to run away?
We have nobody. The last time on New Year's. You want to tell them what happened on New Year's when we went to a hotel? What happened, Dad? When you hit me and I had blood all over my shirt and I sat in a cell until 3 o'clock in the morning and my mom came and got me.
She's talking about when I took her phone and pounding on my bathroom door so hard that you broke it?
I'm talking about what happened. That was like three hours before the whole incident where I'm in your bathroom. I tried to open up a drawer and you came in you just punched the back of my head and I fell on the floor and you dragged me to the front of the house.
Didn't punch you in the back
yes,
of the head?
Yes, I did. I smacked you
in the back of the head. You turned around. You were ready to go.
What do you mean I'm ready to go? I was on the floor. I can't fight back. You're 220 pounds.
Let me answer, okay? Just breathe for a second. But remember what you said to your mom and I, right, as you were doing that. You're not going to give me back my cell phone? Oh, hell no. I'm going to go through that house, and I'm going to find it.
I opened up a drawer.
You went through the laundry room. You dumped it. Then you went in our bathroom, and you dumped it. You were in the garage for something. Previously, because I heard...
I was looking in drawers, and I went into your bathroom, I opened up a drawer.
You've kicked me in the nuts so many times.
On the floor, because I can't fight back.
Yeah, but you kicked me in the nuts, you kicked me in the chest, you kicked me in the neck, you've hit me in the head. When you get into a mode where I don't know how badly you're trying to hurt me.
So just knock me out.
No,
just knock
I don't want to. Maddie, I can if I want to. I have never done that.
You go to do it. You go to do it.
And Maddie, just so you know, the judge has said this to you and every police officer too.
Because you're a manipulative liar.
Stop, Maddie, stop. At 220 pounds.
Exactly.
And don't you think I've learned some things over 30 years of service?
Exactly.
And all the deployments. If I were to do something to you, don't you think that you would be disfigured, at least in a hospital bed? The judge said that to you. Remember that? That I am completely convinced that your father at 220 pounds can defend himself if he needs to.
And young lady.
Maddie, I think selectively. You're trying to like kind of paint this a different way that...
No, you're trying to paint it a different way.
Okay.
Because you're not the victim. And everything that I've done has only been because I needed an outlet to get away from everything that's happened.
Stop talking for a minute.
I don't want to be on the show with her.
You don't get to make that decision. Do you not understand? You're the child here.
I want to be here.
Well, you're making a serious mistake right now.
Before all of this happened, so before it all escalated and we became this violent family that between.
So then, why did you want to leave? No, why did you want to leave my dad if everything is okay?
Listen, stop.
If everything's okay, then why were you looking at condos? Why were you trying to move up?
Can you stop for a second, please? Why did you take the car when we first moved here?
You took me from my friends. You keep moving me.
Did you not hear, though? That's not your right, Maddie.
And you have to retire.
I understand it's not my right. I understand that.
And you did it again. And you I don't even know how many times. There's pictures of you taking pictures of my car and where it's parked so that you know where to park it when you came back.
You bragged to us about that.
You just saying something isn't true when the facts dictate otherwise. You may have been able to run that by them before, but that doesn't work anymore. So you might as well decide that you're going to start owning the facts and telling the truth. Because you need to realize that what has worked for you before is not working for you anymore.
What do you
mean by
that?
You've been able to scream and yell and throw a fit and get them to back off and let you do what you wanted to do. Have you noticed that is not
working? You chased me around the block to make sure that I came here.
I need to make sure.
So obviously, no. I don't just throw a fit and get away with it.
You go anyway.
I went to babysit. You act like I'm such a bad kid. I went to babysit.
Okay, stop talking for a minute. You need to realize you are at a threshold moment where you need to decide you're either going to tell the truth or you're not.
It's the exact
I'm telling you.
I'll put my hand on a Bible.
You need to stop and listen to what I'm saying. You need to decide that you're either going to tell the truth or you're not. And don't think that I don't do my homework.
I know that you do. I've seen your show, Dr. Phil. I know.
All right. Madison's grandmother, Jan, is the one who wrote into the show begging for my help. We're going to add her to this conversation when we come back.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the show with her.
Well, you don't get to make that decision. Do you not understand? You're the child here. You don't dictate terms. You need to get that through your head. That's the problem here. We've had the tail wagging the dog.
I don't want to be here.
Well, you're making a serious mistake right now.
Madison.
Okay. No, let her go. She has no idea where she's going, but she's getting ready to find out.
I can't do it.
Want to know what's coming up on Dr. Phil? Visit our website and subscribe to our email newsletter. You'll get weekly updates, life strategies, and exclusive video that you won't find anywhere else.
Plus, on drphil.com, you can see sneak previews of upcoming shows. Log on today.
Well, we're out of time today, but we have so much more to cover. Tomorrow, we'll meet Tom's mother, Jan, who says she fears for her son's life and blames all of Madison's behavior on her daughter-in-law, Karen. Now, Jan claims Karen is a two-faced, manipulative liar who failed the girls as a mother. Clearly, tensions run high as one of the guests walks off the stage but doesn't walk away from the drama. Take a look.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
I don't want to be here.
She left the stage.
I can't do this.
Now,
she is ready to come back out.
She's back.
Why did you leave?
Because I don't want to be around you.
And still belligerent.
I don't want to go to a program.
You don't want to be at home either.
Shut up. I'm not talking to you.
They think she's corrupting her younger sister.
My 13-year-old used to be the sweetest little girl.
When they're together, the drama...
Don't go back out on that stage.
...is twice as intense.
You're the worst parents I have ever seen. I hate you!
That's tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Believe me, you do not want to miss this. We'll see you then.